Well, hi everyone. It's Sunday evening. Saturday evening, about 9 p.m. I just got finished with a case and decided to come on up and start making a tape to you. Well, Kath is out. Kath is on night duty, so during the daytime, you know, it's pretty hard to make a tape. I don't like to wake her up with talking and all. And of course, it's difficult sometimes. She's not that she ever says anything, but you know, I just don't like to wake her up. So I thought about making the tape after she went to work tonight, but then since she's not here and I've just gotten back up, I guess about 9:15, I thought I'd start it to you anyway, and then if I don't finish it now, I'll finish it at a later date. Let me just check this. However, I do have a cold. Everyone on the ship has a cold. I don't know what it is, and I've just not been able to shake it. I had that stiff neck, I think I told you, when I made the last tape. Right after that, I got a sore throat, which disappeared, but within a matter of days, had this cold. However, I'm not uncomfortable with it. I think I sound worse than I feel. You know, my voice is kind of, sounds kind of full, but I don't feel as bad as it sounds. Of course, I was happy to get your tape, and there are some things I'm sure I forget to tell you. For example, I know I forget to mention that I get Uncle's newsletter and note every week, and I deeply appreciate them. I don't answer them, but I'm sure he understands that sometimes I just don't have the time. It seems that it takes a lot of time to do everything, so I hope that he doesn't get upset if I don't answer them. But I do appreciate getting them, and I was interested in the nurse proclamation that the governor of the state gave for Nurse Corps Week in early October. Somebody did an awful lot of legwork to get that in. I've also, I did send Mary a little gift from Subic in appreciation for having made those hats. I hope she gets it by this time. I think I sent you a note, Mother, telling you some of the things that I had ordered and to be on the lookout for. And also, I think I told you I sent Peggy's baby a little dress. I'm sure it'll fit, and from the Philippines. I was very, very interested in your comments about the death, Dad, and about Aunt Josie and how you got it and all that. And of course, it makes it very interesting. Whatever kind of finish you want to put on is fine. I don't care if you don't put any kind of a finish except a wax type on. It doesn't matter to me. But if you think a clear varnish or whatever you think has to be put on it, put it on. The room that I'm going to put in has a cherry furniture in there, which doesn't have to match anyway. But it has a cherry nightstand and a cherry chest of drawers. I'm going to put it in that the room with the twin beds, the early American room of the Spanish room, and by the time I get back, I guess I'll have kind of an Oriental room put together too. Perhaps not, though. So I will be doing that. Anyhow, I'm very grateful, Dad, for having done it, and I know that it takes an awful lot of work. There's so many things I want to remember to say that I'm sure that I'm going to forget them. So bear with me in case I do. I'm not usually at a loss of words, but there's so little going on out here now that actually there isn't much to tell you, but I'll try to tell you a little bit about some of our activities. I had the duty today, as I said, and I got called down about 5 o'clock, actually, when the doctors called me. It's a very sad case, really. He said that one of the corpsmen who was working in the cast room, and I worked quite closely with the boy, very nice boy, very quiet, had developed a mass and apparently had some time and wanted to have it looked at. So they looked at it this afternoon and decided that there was a good possibility it could be a cancer. He's 24 years old, so they brought him into the operating room at 7 o'clock tonight, and yes, it is cancer. So we'll medevac him back to the States. And about that time, we got in a kid. There has been very little action on the beach, which I'll tell you a little bit about. But we got in a kid who was playing with a claymore mine. Now, I don't know whether he was actually playing with it. Anyhow, he picked up the plastic caps for claymore mine, which is a type of mine that we use over here. And somebody set off the detonator, and he lost a couple of fingers. I said, God help us. So we don't, the Viet Cong don't do it to us. We do it to one another. It's really something. However, we just finished him and brought him on down. Yesterday we had a kid who blew off his toe. So I told you, since we came back on the line, we've had very little activity, very few cases. And apparently there's not much action on the beach. Now, someone came back from home on emergency leave and said that there's a lot of stories circulating at home that the war is almost over. But if that's the case, no one's told us about it, because we certainly don't know it. I think there are several reasons why there is no activity. I think a lot of people think it's because of the elections, and it may be true that there's not much activity because of the elections, but I suspect it's more than that. The weather is so bad. We really have rocked and rolled, and I'm, thank God I'm a good sailor, as I said, and if I wasn't before this, I would have to be. One of the girls has been so seasick, though, they're going to have to consider evacuating her from the ship and either sending her back to the States or maybe sending her to Da Nang to finish out her tour, because she really is sick, just terribly, terribly ill all the time, and is unable to work. Excellent nurse, but she just can't hack the motions. And when I say we pitch and roll, I mean, we have 10-foot and 12-foot swells, and boy, this thing really rocks. The only thing it does to me is I sleep like a baby. Remember, before Subic, I was complaining that I just couldn't sleep. I didn't know what it was. I'd go to bed and I'd just lay there and not sleep. Here I get off duty at 1 in the afternoon, maybe take an hour and a half nap, and then go to bed at 11 or 12 at night and sleep like a baby right through as soon as my head hits the pillow. But it's the rocking sensation, I'm sure. It's very relaxing, to me anyway, very peaceful. And knock on wood, I haven't had any difficulty with my with sleeping. The only thing that bothers me is a stupid cold, and everyone has it, so I can't say anything. I'm just one of the many. But the monsoons, the rains have been so heavy and all, and that there hasn't been too much encounter with the enemy. And a chaplain was on board today from one of the airborne divisions, and I asked her, I said, gee, is there nothing going on the beach? He said, well, actually, there's quite little going on. He said, very little. He said, they're finding enemy supplies. He said, and have found in the area a great amount of rice. And, of course, have confiscated this or burnt it. And that the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese have had to pull back because they're hungry. They're going without food. So whether they're just getting ready to reconnoiter or what, none of us really know, you know. And I suppose we won't know until they start. I imagine the Tet Offensive will start sometime around December, like it did last year. If they're going to have a Tet Offensive, lots of the military people feel that they aren't. Oh, Mother, you mentioned about people being concerned that the military would vote for Curtis LeMay. They would not. Listen, they don't want somebody like that in power any more than the civilians do. They've worked for people like that. Well, before I forget, the cookies came, and thank you very, very much. And also thank you, thank Alice Murphy for me, please, for the facial things. They're great. I really appreciate them. And I suppose I should drop her a note. I don't know if I'm going to have a whole lot of time, but if I have time, I'll try to think of it. But it's kind of hard. So just thank her for me. I get way behind on my correspondence because of the time. I'm still knitting madly. I'm hoping to finish this sweater for Kath for Christmas, but I don't know if I will or not. I've got the back almost finished. In fact, I could finish the back tonight and start on the front, but it just seems like I don't have, you know, the time isn't there. It's an Irish knit. It's a beautiful thing. It's a gorgeous pattern. I hope it fits her and hope she likes it. You know how kids are. You never can tell what they're going to like and what they're not going to like. And, of course, we heard today that Jackie Kennedy was getting married to Aristotle Onassis. They ought to be very happy, Maria Callas and Aristotle Onassis and Jackie Kennedy. I think she's out of her mind, but that's her business. And truly what she does doesn't affect my life, so I could care less. It really doesn't. and isn't affecting the situation over here one bit. However, I feel sorry for the Kennedys because I think they've had so much that to have this on top of that's a bit much. I really feel sorry for them. It just seems like if nothing breaks their heart this well, and I suppose they're awfully worried about their grandchildren brought up in that crazy society. Well, see, the rich aren't any happier than the poor. As one of the doctors said today, well, you know what that goes to prove? And I said, no, what? And he said, everything has its price. So, well, maybe so. I'm going to turn this over now in a second and tape on the other side. So, in fact, I'm cutting some of this end off the tape off because it looks like it's a lot for me to talk about, talk on, and I still, you know, I'm running out of things to talk about this early in the game. As I said, things are so slow over here that I really don't have that much to learn.